found Everlon. Chef-prepared meals, housekeeping, and a fun schedule of activities like cards, movies, and parties. We can even catch a Tigers game or a show at the Brooks Center.
It's a sweet life, Ginger. Comfort, community, and Clemson pride.
I think we both agree, Everlon Independent Living is where we belong.
Yay, Everlon. Go Tigers.
Learn more today at everlonliving.com.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back, and we're rejoined by Clemson men's basketball coach Brad Brown. Now, we've been talking about the Clemson-BYU game. I want to get to some Mercer conversation. Coach, I have one more question for you. Obviously, he drew a very tough defensive assignment for much of the second half in Buddy Johnson when he had to try and check DeBonta at times, who has 4 or 5 inches on him. But I think Buddy Johnson has really upped his game of late. I think he's really playing good basketball on both ends.
No, he's improving. I think he's just gotten more comfortable with, you know, with how we do things. He's kind of a quiet kid, really, a little unassuming. And, you know, sometimes it's just taking a little bit of encouragement to, like, Buddy, come on now. Like, you got more in there, buddy. We've seen it. Like, let's go do it. And, you know, he's the kind of guy where, like, sometimes he's open in the corner and the guy's driving and, you know, he puts his hands up, but he doesn't call for the ball. It's like, you know, he's just kind of a nice kid. And, you know, we've got to get more out of him, but he's played very well in some of these big games. Obviously, he was terrific in the Georgia game. Man, he really helped us win that game. I thought he played well last night. You know, he's a guy that can make a shot, but he also can put it on the ground a little bit, and he had a great drop-off. Off a ball screen roll with RJ in the second half for a 3-point play. And then again, he had two more drives that he got to the rim. One got blocked, and then he missed another when they probably should have stopped and passed. But, you know, those aren't easy places to get to. So, yeah, we're encouraged, you know, and I think he is an important player for us moving forward.
I mean, I think it's a great start to the season. I know the outcome in Alabama and Georgetown and this game didn't go your way. But you've lost three games. You've played some elite competition, and you've lost by just a handful of points. I mean, you're dangerously close to being unbeaten with a really challenging schedule, and obviously it's going to be an improved ACC, and I think this is all great preparation for it. I think you're where you want to be. It seems to me. I know people are a little disappointed no more than you with the immediate outcome of what happened with Alabama and BYU, but I mean, from my standpoint, I think you're right there, and it's a really fun team to watch, and I'm loving it. So I expect it will just get better and better. Let me talk to you about Mercer. Mercer, a better team than people think. 7-2, they open up the season with Tennessee, and they played a really competitive game against Tennessee. I think it was pretty frustrating to Rick Barnes. I think they turned Tennessee over like 19 times in that game. And they've got some players, and Armani Mighty, they've got some size, too. He's got the right name for it, Armani Mighty, 6'10 and 240, whatever he is. But he's a big dude who uses his size pretty well.
Yeah, they do. They have a good team. Yeah, this is a little bit, you know, we got to be careful. We've really tried to hit our players hard. Obviously, we've had finals this week and a lot going on. We had Tiger Wonderland last night. But, you know, we did practice well today. I think we're trying to get past obviously what happened, and our guys understand that we better be really ready to play. Their point guard, Akoji, is dynamite. Yeah. I mean, he can really pass the ball. He's unbelievable in ball screen, roll reads, and he can score. He's averaging 18 a game and 6 assists. And Zaire Williams at the guard spot and Quentin Perkins are both guys that shoot over 40% from three. And then you got Mighty inside. This is a good club. I think they're 110 or 12 or whatever, something like that in the net. This is certainly the best, you know, guarantee game that we're playing. You know, our guys are really going to have to be ready, and it's going to be on us quick tomorrow at 3. So we got a night meeting here to kind of talk to them again a little bit more, watch a little more film, and get ourselves ready to go.
And Akoji, the Memphis transfer, as you said, is and you know, Barnes talked about the fact that they couldn't get the ball out of his hand. You know, that Mercer did a really good job of keeping the ball in their primary playmakers' hands, and they did. They really competed in that game. Again, I know it's game one, But they've been good. They've been a high-scoring team, as you say, multiple guys who can shoot, and then Armani Mighty is their big. Now, you have a size advantage other than him.
Yeah, and you know, we'll see if we can make it matter. Sometimes we have, and sometimes we haven't. Yeah. And you know, that's been a little bit of the frustrating part of it. Some games, you know, we've been able to do that. Some games, it hasn't been as good as we'd like. They're going to try to stretch us out, obviously, with all the three-point shooting and then an elite point guard and a big guy to screen and roll. And so, you know, we're going to have our hands full. Our guys are going to have to really be ready. We're going to have elite ball screen coverage. And then offensively, they're going to change defenses and trap and press and do a few things to make it chaotic. You know, they're averaging 85 a game. So they're coming in here with a chip on their shoulder. They got an older team, too, a lot of juniors and grad guys. So they're an older team. So they've played some high majors. These guys won't be in awe of the situation. And again, we're going to have to be ready to compete.
And they're going to drive the ball, so you're going to have to level them off, too.
That's right. I just think they have a good mix.
Yeah.
You know, their coach does a good job. Ritter does a good job. Yeah. His second year there, you can tell he's gotten some guys in. And they can really score it. So this is a game where we're going to have to play well. And, you know, we got to shake off that second half.
I think you already answered this, and I think you just commented on it again. But just in general, like, how hard is it to come off a super emotional, disappointing game of the nature you just did, which is, I mean, that's insane. Madison Square Garden, BYU, all the bright lights. How hard is it to come off of that disappointing ending and refocus on a team like Mercer that, you know, doesn't have much name recognition, but they always play tougher than their name?
Yeah, I think this is one of the harder, you know, it's the more challenging things for coaches. Like coaches, I mean, you know, we've watched all the film and, you know, we have the ultimate respect when you start watching the film and see what they do, and then you try to impart that on your players. But these are young guys, you know what I mean? And they got a lot of people in their ear talking to them about a lot of different things. You just hope it's the right things. And that's the most challenging part of it right now as a coach in this probably new era. Last few years, it's just, you know, keeping your guys focused and making sure that they're listening to the coaches and, you know, as much as they need to. But I'm optimistic our guys are going to be ready. We're going to be hungry and ready to play. And certainly if we're not, we're going to have our hands full.
Yeah. Hey, Coach, congrats to you and the team. I know the outcome was disappointing, but it's awesome to be in these big games and to be respected. And you have built a level of respect to this basketball program. It's being nationally recognized, and obviously you're going to be invited back. You keep playing like that. I mean, it was a great night of basketball at Madison Square Garden. Both games were incredible, and all four teams were incredible. So congratulations. I know it didn't end right, but I think there's a lot more positives out of it than negatives.
Well, thanks a lot. We appreciate it. But on to the next. Now we got to get ready to go for the next one.
Thank you, Coach.
Appreciate you.
Good speaking with you, as always. Yep. I mean, you know, I watched it again late last night, this morning, and you know, it's a game that was winnable in so many different ways, and you know, I thought that BYU made several second half adjustments that helped them. Again, they used some step up screens that were, I mean, you had Kata setting screens for Wright 30, 35 feet from the basket. I think that helped them open up their offense. And I thought the other adjustment they made is DeBonta spent a lot of time in the first half on the baseline, where he's an easier cover, not to mention the fact if he takes that shot, he's a little behind the play if he misses it. In the second half, they got him to the middle. And in the middle, he became really difficult to deal with. And you don't want to leave those three-point shooters because he's too good a passer, and you'd rather try and defend him straight up and let him make defended twos than give up wide-open threes to a bunch of great shooters. And I think that was the tough element in the second half. And then, obviously, offensively, when, you know, Clemson got out and ran a lot, the defense was good in the first half. The offense was great. And as BYU's missing shots, it leads to long rebounds and leads to Clemson transition and runouts. And then you're not allowing them to set up their full court pressure. In the second half, when you're not making any shots, they can set up their full court pressure. And quite honestly, Clemson didn't do a great job in the second half. I didn't think the guards did a great job of advancing and attacking the pressure as they had previously. And, you know, I don't think Dylan had an assist in the game. He did come up with a couple big buckets at the end, one that he got fouled on, I thought, that wasn't called. But, I mean, it's tough. It's tough. But, you know, the end game bottom line is a team that is still trying to find itself and find an identity and who plays best with whom and who's best on the court at the end of the game, I think is growing up. And I think these losses are part of that. You're playing elite teams and you're playing hyper-competitive basketball. This team's not being blown out by anybody. They're right in. I mean, they could literally be unbeaten. I mean, they've played well enough against quality teams to be unbeaten. The Georgetown game was their first road test, and I expected them to lose that game. I just, the early season competition wasn't that, and I thought that was a major step up, and I thought they were going to have to go through something there. But these experiences against Alabama and BYU, being on both sides of a 20-point game at the half, and both games hyper-competitive right to the end, where the Alabama game, you come from 20 down, and you take a lead in the last few minutes. And then this game, and Brad talked about the fact that, he doesn't have the guy who you can go to. He can create for himself or he can create for others at the end of the game. He mentioned Chase a year ago. And look, even Chase in that role, it didn't always finish. Let's be honest. It wasn't like a guarantee. But the guy who has to step into those shoes eventually is Foster. And I don't know when it's going to happen. There's no like fast food formula where you can hasten that pace and you can change the nature of that. It doesn't exist. So, you've just got to sort of wait for it to happen. And, you see that at the end of these games, a lot of these games, Foster is on the court. And, and I think Brad is hoping that at some point, he becomes that guy. And from a talent standpoint, he's better than Chase. He's the best I've seen here in a long time. I don't know when it all starts to come together. I don't have an answer to that. I think that it's just time. I think you're going to see moments for Zach Foster where he looks like that guy at the end of games and he does some spectacular things. We need to see more from him. He's got to be a bigger part. But in the interim, the other answer is, when you have leads, don't let them get away. Don't let them get to the point where you need a playmaker of decision in the last 2 minutes of the game. And I think that's where this team can win. I think that's where this team can change the equation. It hasn't happened yet, but I think it's getting closer and closer. Again, last 7 minutes of the first half, that's as good a basketball as I've ever seen played here. And I'm telling you, Brad was actually, you could tell, he was actually smiling. You could tell. That's how well they were playing. And BYU turned some of that around the second half with some of the things that we talked about. But I'm still really optimistic about this team. I think this team is going to do great damage in the ACC. I think they're going to play with everybody. I don't think anyone is taking them out. That includes Duke. It includes Louisville. I think they're going to be quite competitive all season long, and they're going to be an NCAA tournament team. And you're playing for seeding, and that's I think to me that's what's a little disappointing in not being able to finish it, because it would have been a big game from a seeding perspective. But right now, what you've got to focus on is just taking care of business, and that next step is Mercer, and Mercer is a good basketball team. Like I said, game one against Tennessee, they gave Tennessee all they could handle for most of that game. They faded a little late, but they have a lot of answers, and you've got an elite playmaker. You've got multiple shooters, and you've got a big who's 6'10 and 6'50 or six, or did I say 6'50? That'd be big. Who's 6'10 and 250. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing. They've been covering the upstate for four generations. They're the most experienced. They're the best ratings and reviews. Gilstrap Roofing is the upstate's go-to for quality roof, storm damage, roof replacement, roof repair. They do it all. You're working with an experienced team of roofers who specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofs for residential, commercial, industrial customers. Gilstrap works alongside you and your insurance company to help streamline the claims process. If you're looking for a full-service roofing contractor with extensive extensive experience, who's fully licensed, bonded, and insured. Look no further than Gilstrap Roofing and the Gilstrap Difference, serving the upstate since 1935. Family-owned and operated across four generations. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Fully licensed, bonded, and insured. A full-service roofing contractor. Extensive experience with hail damage and wind damage claims. GAF Master Elite Certified gives the option to upgrade your warranty. Like and follow Gilstrap Roofing on Facebook and Instagram for a chance to win their monthly giveaway. I promise you won't want to miss out. Call today, 864-269-1232, 864-269-1232, or visit them online, gilstrapproofing.com, gilstrapproofing.com. You know, and finally, you know, this team needs your support. This team is bawling their A's off. I mean, they really are. The fight and the grit and the toughness of this team and the challenges they're taking on, these high-level basketball games, and, you know, again, this is a new team. And this team is still sort of finding their way, but this team is very deserving of your support, very deserving. And this is, again, going to be an NCAA tournament team. And as fans, the fans play a part of that. You know, home court's got to be a massive advantage no matter who you're playing. And this is a tough spot. It really is. Coming off that emotional loss to BYU in Madison Square Garden to come back and face a Mercer team that – basically, nobody knows anything about. You're not at Madison Square Garden anymore. There's no this doesn't feel like a big-time game, but Mercer is a better basketball team than people understand, and they've got guard play, and they drive it hard, and they got a 6'10", 240 dude who averages 14 and 10 and is a problem from a physical size standpoint. And by the way, he hasn't been 240 since he was like 12. He's more than that now, so – you know, it's a legitimate game, and Clemson can't afford any slip ups right now. So, it's got to be a good focus game, and crowd support's a big thing. Hey, let me tell you about Yoder's. Established in 1986 by the Yoder family, this family-owned business in Fairplay, South Carolina, with the mission to be the most helpful building supply in the region, Yoder's offers a spacious showroom, knowledgeable and friendly staff, extensive selection of high-quality product lines. The company caters to professional contractors, ensuring access to top-tier materials for various building needs. Yoder's Building Services provides a wide range of building materials available both in-stock and through special orders to address the diverse needs of construction projects. The departments include building materials, lumber, roofing, siding, windows, doors, masonry, hardware, tools, and more, engineered wood and truss manufacturing plant, installed services, cabinets, stone, garage doors. With extensive product knowledge and attention to detail, Yoder stands apart from all the competition. They're your one-stop shop for all your building needs while delivering exceptional service and high-quality materials. Customers are encouraged to visit Yoder's showroom to explore options for their next building project. The staff is more than ready to assist with personalized service and expert advice. 500 East Fairplay Boulevard, Fairplay, South Carolina, 864-972-3003. 864-972-3003. Whether you go, whether you call, tell them I sent you. It's how it works. Hours Monday to Thursday, 7 to 5. Friday, 7 to 4:30. Saturday and Sunday close. The website is goyoders.com. At Yoder's Building Supply, quality is more than a promise. It's a way of life. All right, you can get in if you'd like, 654-7627. We're turning our attention to college football, last night's bowl preview show, and discussion of the upcoming playoff bracket. All of that on the other side.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, your favorite drafts are poured at a frosty 29 degrees and rare barrel-aged whiskeys are served just the way you want them. It's bigger game days and bolder fight nights. I mean, where else can you find a scratch kitchen that always comes in clutch every day from lunch to late night? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Twin Peaks Scratch Kitchen scores every time. Dig into hand-smashed burgers, chef-inspired flatbreads, and more at your local Lodge.
Looking for expert tree care in the upstate? Call Franklin Tree Service, your trusted partner for quality tree work and more. Whether it's tree removal, trimming, stump grinding, or storm damage cleanup, Franklin Tree Service has you covered. Their certified team is committed to making your yard safe and beautiful. And as a proud longtime partner of the Roar, you know Franklin Tree Service is a name you can trust in the upstate. Affordable, reliable, and fully insured. Call Franklin Tree Service today at 864-947-9065.
Kate Klubnik here for my good friends at Fred Caldwell Chevrolet in Clover. I've been driving a beautiful Silverado truck from Fred Caldwell for several years. I can't say enough about Martin McKinley and the Silverado guys at Fred Caldwell. They have made it so easy for me, and they can do the same for you. Text or call Martin at 704-534-1014. Yup, he will answer and handle you right over the phone. Again, 704-534-1014. And tell Martin I sent you, or visit FredCaldwellChevy.com.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
This year, we have plenty to celebrate. From reuniting with loved ones, to welcoming new family members, from rediscovering the great outdoors, to perfecting Let's Stay In. At Ingles, we're so proud to play a part in your everyday adventures and all your celebrations. So here's to taking a pause and taking it all in. Merry Christmas. From Ingles.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, hims.com/joy.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Your home for football all season long.
And this is big boy football.
We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
But if you ever go back in the woody swamp, way, you better not go at night. There's things out there in the middle of them woods that make a strong man. See you.
Waltip, Tula Road Rage. Actually, a texter alluded me to this first, but Kyle Whittingham of Utah is stepping down. We've known this for a long period of time. We've talked about it all year. I've said all season that this will be Whittingham's last season. I think the writing was on the wall. There's been a long-term succession plan in there. Morgan Scully, the DC, has been the plan forever. And that's going to be a perfect transition. This is maybe the best coach in waiting situation ever. It's been part of the plan forever. Those two guys have a tremendous relationship, and it was just time. And Kyle Whittingham felt that it was time. From a Kyle Whittingham standpoint, he's one of the great coaches of my lifetime. I think that the job that he's done at Utah is truly remarkable. His defenses, for most of his career, have been completely dominant, physically dominant, super athletic. They've recruited well. They've coached unbelievably well, 177, 88, and 21 seasons. He's going to coach in the Vegas Bowl. We want to go against Kyle Whittingham in his last game, not to mention the fact his bowl game record is superior, whatever it is, 11-3, or something of that sort. He's been a great bowl game coach as well. A salute to him. I just think he's been everything that college football is supposed to be. He's been true to Utah. He's had plenty of chances to leave Utah. He did not choose to do that. He has faced many big challenges. He played Alabama in a BCS game and Nick Saban, and he mopped the field with Alabama. He physically mopped the field with them. He sacked Alabama quarterbacks. His team did like 8 times in that game, by my memory. And then, of course, Alabama said they didn't want to be there. That was the excuse. But Kyle Whittingham is a legendary figure in the game, one of the great coaches in college football history, period. And he did it at a place that was not easy to do. Nothing but respect for Kyle Whittingham, one of my favorite coaches in college football over the course of my career. I think you talk about class epitomized. It's always been Kyle Whittingham. So salute to him and to Morgan Scully, who waited his turn and was patient and knew his time would come eventually. And now it has. So it is the most perfect transition we have ever seen, and I'm not at all surprised that it happened with two individuals of this character in Kyle Whittingham and Morgan Scully. This was not forced. This was planned, just so that everybody understands that. So kudos to Kyle Whittingham, 100%. Let me get to Tar Heel Chad and Butch. We have a lot of college football to cover. We're going to talk about some of the things that were said last night, my opinion, other people's opinions. Basically, we reached some universal conclusion on half of the field. We'll get to that. Tar Heel Chad. Chad, how are you, Chad? Good to have you.
Hey, man, a few quick things. So with the Mateer sitting out, not playing in the playoffs, I remember on this very show when McCaffrey opted out and everyone decompensated back in the day?
Yeah.
And I believe your comments was, we'll wait till they start opting out for national championship games.
Yeah, I said all along that all those things would happen.
And it's all happening.
But Chad, I'm looking that up right now because I don't know anything about it. And what I'm seeing is that it was a viral fake post.
Okay, got it. Well, you haven't said that. Someone sent me a text about it. But I think my overall point, though, is that day is coming.
Oh, it definitely is. Yeah, 100%. And oh, by the way, Chad, when it happens the first time, then it all snowballs and it gets, because it's going to happen. And you know, remember, Chad, remember when I used to talk to Bill Hancock when he used to have the courage to come on? Remember one of the things I brought up was, at one point, I gave him some ammunition. I said, Bill, I said, let me give you some ammunition about a future playoff. I said, because as the thing expands, I said, the chances of having playoff opt-outs are going to go up dramatically. And that's the next horizon, Chad. So when we go from 12 to 16 or to 24, whatever, you're increasing the likelihood that because you're expanding the number of games, you're increasing the likelihood that you will have opt-outs.
Well, the other, you know, I can't imagine running the handle at a sports book. You take a line one day, and then the quarterback opts and totally just takes the, I mean, you know, that whole side of things. Pretty interesting. Second thing, last night's NFL game is a microcosm of the year.
Oh,
the bad
sucks.
News Bears versus the bad news Bears.
It just sucks. It's you know, I mean, if this is what Goodell wanted, dude, you got it. I mean, you got a whole league where everybody sucks. You have great parity. They all suck. It's hard. To watch. I watch every weekend. It's like waterboarding.
I love the NFL. I absolutely love the NFL, but last night, I mean, Todd Bowles, who really never gets excited about anything.
How about that?
He was ticked.
Yeah, he was pissed.
Last night.
He did not like that at all. He's tired of taking the blame.
Stinks.
He's tired of taking the blame. He basically said, look, the coaches are doing the right things. It's you players that suck. He basically said that.
I mean, the Falcons had almost 20 penalties last night.
Yeah, and won. I mean, Chad, who's any good? You know, who's any good? I mean, are we really serious about the Patriots and the Denver Broncos? I mean,
my boy Drake May
right,
going to win the Super Bowl in the second year.
I should have known. I should never have brought them up.
You can laugh about it, but it's possible, right?
Well, yeah, look, their defense is elite. They've stopped the run all year long. And again, all the teams with the elite quarterbacks, most of them suck. You know, I do think Detroit's coming back to life. You know, the Rams look good until the Carolina game. I think those are the
Panthers
two best.
May win that division.
Yeah,
somebody's
well,
gonna
yeah,
win.
Yeah, that's the default position division. You know, I'm not sure that division should be allowed to compete in the playoffs. That's the ACC of the National Football League.
So, last thing, my man Belichick, it's clear he's coming back for next year. He's kind of cleaning house.
Yeah.
Surprised, shocked, stunned. Nothing surprises you anymore.
No, I'm not surprised. I think that, first of all, I think there were some signs that things got a little bit better. I think really what has to happen there, Chad, in terms of North Carolina next year, is he's got to hook up with a younger chick because that one's like over the hill.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a lot of them around there.
That's right.
He's in a good spot for that.
Yeah, she, you know, what's her alleged age again? What is it?
24.
I swear, I think she looks more like 45. It's been a hard 20.
She's a professional cheerleader.
It's been a hard 24 years. It's been
professional cheerleader, Walt.
Yeah.
Everybody needs one of those in their life.
That's right. The whole thing is still so freaking.
Hey, look. Yeah. Bill's a man. He could actually probably have two.
Yeah.
They would equal 48. He'd get closer to his age. He'd add another one. He'd be equal to his age.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how any of it happens because, you know, again, if it's any normal family, the father would have killed him by now. He'd be dead. There wouldn't be any more. There wouldn't be any more of that. The father would have killed. And look.
The best thing that's happened is he's got rid of Kitchens. I have no idea how Kitchens is still employed.
Yeah.
He's awful.
Yep.
Terrible.
Yep.
He's sucked everywhere. NFL, doesn't matter. Awful.
Yeah. Hey, look, and from his standpoint, he has nothing else. Okay, there's no NFL team that's going to offer him anything, and that's what he was actually hoping for when he went to North Carolina. That's just not going to happen. The Giants aren't giving him the coaching job, and none of that is happening. So he's sort of locked in, and it feels like North Carolina is sort of locked in. So one more year, and we'll see whether there's any turnaround. I do think things got a little better the second half of the year. It'll be interesting to see what they do in the portal and whether he can fix offense, you know, because
maybe Kitchens and Max Johnson will go to the same school.
Oh, my God, Max Johnson's still playing college football. I mean, he sucked everywhere he's been. And, you know, and I know he had an injury, and I feel sorry for him. That's great. But he has sucked everywhere he has been. And he's been to plenty of places. There comes a point.
I think he's going to Furman.
Yeah. Is he really?
That's what I heard. Yes, sir. The left-hander. Improve his draft stock.
I had no idea. That would be interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he still thinks he can sling it at 25 years old.
Yeah, well, you know, look, Tebow still thought he was a professional athlete at like 35.
All right, buddy. Have a good weekend.
See you, Jen. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of that going around. I mean, at some point you have to grow up and actually enter the real world and get a real paycheck and decide that, you know, your time playing at games is done. I mean, Max Johnson can't play anywhere. He hasn't played anywhere. He hasn't been able to keep a job anywhere because if you actually watch him play, he has sucked everywhere he's been. He plays like one or two good games and then he's terrible. That's been the fact everywhere. So I don't know, maybe he's going down to a lower level now. Maybe that's the ultimate solution. I'm not sure. I'll tell you what your ultimate solution is. It's to get to Lake Kiwi Auto Group. Lake Kiwi Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Lake Kiwi Ford, Lake Kiwi Pre-Owned Superstore. It's all Lake Kiwi Auto Group. Now is the time to get the best deals of the year. It's saving seasons at Lake Kiwi Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Lake Kiwi Ford, and their team is ready to serve you. So if it's selection you want, Lake Kiwi's got you covered. With over 500 vehicles available, and they're tackling high prices with huge discounts on the vehicles you want to drive, like saving up to $15,000 on new F-150s and new Ram 1500s. You can compare and contrast them right there. You can test drive them all. Plus, Lake Kiwi is blocking high interest rates with attractive financing. So if you want a great deal, make the winning drive to Lake Kiwi Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Lake Kiwi Ford. They're between Clemson and Seneca and always open at lakekiwiautogroup.com. Lake Kiwi is easy to find. Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson. Tell them I sent you. Whether you go, whether you call, shop online at lakekiwiautogroup.com. Phone number 864-888-1200. 864-888-1200. All right, when we get back, it is Butch and Looper and a lot of college football conversation. We're going to take a look at the bracket. We're going to discuss some of the things that were talked about last night.
Hey guys, this Christmas season, why don't you give yourself the gift that keeps on giving? Peak testosterone from Low Country Male. Take advantage of our limited time $99 consult offer. Get your labs checked and spend an hour with one of our providers. We will craft a customized plan with testosterone, peptides, supplements, and high-dose compounded 3-in-1 super ED pills. Our concierge plans have helped thousands of men, 9 locations in South Carolina and Georgia. Book today, lowcountrymail.com.
When the holidays roll in, we start thinking about a few of our favorite Clemson Christmas things, like crisp new Nike sideline gear, warm orange hoodies, or little tiger ornaments for the tree, which make your fan roar. Find all of it at the Tiger Sports Shop. From exclusive Clemson Lululemon to must-have stocking stuffers, we have the perfect presents waiting in-store and online. Make this Christmas unforgettable. Shop the Tiger Sports Shop. Visit either Tiger Sports Shop location in Clemson or shop online 24/7 at tigersports.com.
We all know and love Eggs Up Grill, but did you know they cater? From brunchy buffets to breakfast samplers, wraps, sandwiches, and salads, Eggs Up Grill has the best catering options in town. Are you a business owner or office manager looking to elevate your next meeting or party? How about a coach looking for your next team meal or box lunches? Visit Eggs Up Grill of Clemson, Seneca, or Greenwood. Ordering couldn't be easier for pickup and delivery through Easy Cater. Just visit eggsupgrill.com and click on the catering button. That's eggsupgrill.com.
You can count on Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air for HVAC repairs, installations, replacements, and maintenance. Their certified technicians deliver fast, honest diagnostics with the latest tools to solve the real problem, not just some quick patch job. They will give you upfront pricing and a one-year labor guarantee. If that's not enough, they offer flexible financing, first-time customer specials, and discounts for veterans and seniors. Proudly serving the upstate in the bold white and blue trucks, visit acehomeco.com today.
Craft Stove Store and Patio is here to help your home stay warm and cozy until spring with over 20 burning displays of vented and vent-free gas logs. Vent-free logs will heat for just pennies an hour and even keep you warm and cozy in the event of a power failure. Craft Stove Store and Patio even features the Radiant Heating vented gas logs that have a real fire look and radiant heat. Visit Craft Stove Store and Patio, located on 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylors.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Combining great golf along with delicious dining, Chickasaw Point in Westminster, South Carolina awaits you.
The golf course, one of the upstate's hidden gems, offers numerous elevation changes, sheltered fairways, and beautiful ponds. Overlook Restaurant and Bar, open Thursday through Sunday, features lunch and dinner selections from executive chef Amanda Lewis. Along with numerous options for meetings and events, ChickasawPoint.com for Overlook and ChickasawPointGolf.com to play golf. Chickasaw Point.
At South State, we're committed to supporting the communities we serve. Whether you're buying your first home, renovating a fixer-upper, or starting fresh with new construction, South State is here to help. Our construction and renovation loans make it easier to turn just a house into your home. Ready to get started? Please call Alan White, NMLS, number 810-563, at 864-985-5235. Or visit our website at southstatebank.com/mortgage. All loans subject to credit approval and program guidelines. South State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
The only place for sports talk of the upstate is right here, every day. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
When the night has come, and all the land is dark, and the moon is the only light you ever see. No, I won't be afraid. No, I won't shed a single tear. Just as long.
Walt Tip to the Road Rage. We are back. Ramona, these photos of and videos of Sharon Moore in that little cinder block room.
Yeah.
It's just surreal because superimposed over it, next to it, they've got him as the, you know, in the, still as Michigan coach with the Michigan background and everything. It's just hard to believe. You go from coaching Michigan a few days ago to this. It's just
weird.
It is. It's very weird. It is a dramatic fall from grace. And again, the charges are, what did I say they are? They are home invasion and stalking. Home invasion and stalking, the charges. Yeah. That's not good. Butch and then Looper. Butch, how are you, Butch? Good to have you.
Hey, well, how you doing this evening,
good,
brother?
Butch. Yeah, thank you for getting in.
Hey, thanks for letting me in, man. I appreciate it. Hey, I was listening to you guys' conversation last night, man. And that Oregon pick to take it all, that's pretty interesting. That is pretty interesting because you think about it, man. Didn't y'all say they played James Madison first?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
That's going to be like a really good warm-up game. You know what I mean? The fine-tune stuff. And it's going to be a good opponent. It's going to be a good opponent to, like, you know, to have to play them, not just roll them over, which they're probably going to do. But yeah. I think that gives them an advantage.
Yeah, it might. I mean, you know, it's this old question about whether you're better off having a bye or whether you're better off actually playing and playing a lesser team and starting to build some momentum. It's a good question. I think
it'll put that theory to test, won't it?
It will. I think Oregon's a very, very dangerous team. I think they are one of the teams that's capable of winning the national championship, as I laid out the argument last night. I think this is his best team. I think this team is better. Last year's team was 13-0. They were unbeaten and all that, but I just didn't really believe in them. I think this year's team is actually better in many ways. I think they have a more talented quarterback. I think they have better talent at receiver, even though they had very good talent last year. They're good at running back. They were good last year. They're good in the offensive line. They were good last year. But I think the difference is the defensive line. I think this is the best defensive line that Oregon has had by far. I mean, by far. And I think they're really good against the run, and they're very good against the pass. So I don't see this team as having many weaknesses, and I think they're very, very dangerous. I think we're headed towards Oregon and Texas Tech, and that should be an absolute war. I really didn't know who to pick in that game. I think both those teams could win the national title.
You put Oregon and Texas Tech in that doggone, you're right. That will be a fast-paced, man, just watch out, here it comes, football game. I would like to see that. Yeah. I really would.
Well, we're going to see it because Oregon's going to dismantle James Madison.
Well, yeah. Hey, I got another thing for you, Walt. Yep. Again, with my Duckworth quarterback, I just throw these numbers out there for you just to see if you think they're good or not. I know you still got to watch your film and stuff, but what do you think about he was a multi-sport athlete? He two-time state champion, 10th and 11th grader for the basketball, averaged 10.3 points a game and I guess 5.8 rebounds per game.
And that,
then
and
he was part of track and field. Huh?
Okay. And that got him all state, 10 points and 5 rebounds?
No, he was just part of a team that made all state.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, he was part of the team, 10th and 11th grade.
Okay.
That's why I run this stuff by you, because I want your opinion.
What's the track situation?
The track, he was a four-time 100 relay team that won Alabama 4A gold medals as both sophomore and junior.
Wow.
His top markers include a 23.18 and a 200-meter dash.
Okay, so he's running the 200.
I guess it's 6 foot in the high jump.
Okay.
6-0. And he's got a 17.8-inch long jump.
Does he have a 100-meter time?
No, he does.
Well, you know, look, as a big-bodied quarterback running a 200-meter, that's a pretty good 200-meter time. He's obviously a very good athlete. You know, he's a little like.
I got him rated as a 4-star.
Yeah, he's a little like Lenore Sellers. I mean, he has talent. Again, I haven't yet sat down to watch all his film, but I promise I will.
Well, no, I'm gonna pick him as a player.
Yeah.
And for the first time in my life, and like follow him. Yeah. So I know what high school he came from, and I'm gonna follow him. I don't care if he stays at South Carolina as quarterback. I'm gonna follow him all the way up. See what happens to him through the pros.
Yeah, absolutely. Butch, it was good speaking with you as always. Thank you.
Hey, you too, man. Appreciate
thank you, Butch. Hey, let me tell you about Lakeside Lodge, Clemson. It's a condo hotel on Lake Hartwell, Highway 123, right across the lake from Clemson. Pricing starts in the high 200s. It's heaven on earth. There's nothing like it. Great as a vacation condo, investment property, or both. Save $40,000 with our condo sale. Amazing. Act now to enjoy $20,000 off the price, another $20,000 in buyer incentives like a rental subsidy or interest rate buy-down. Studios available from $2,000 to $80,000. 2 bedrooms from $499, 3 bedrooms from $690,000. Lakeside Lodge Clemson's a unique concept, blends the ownership of a vacation condo, the amenities of a resort. Like I said, it's all heaven on earth. It's just unbelievable. You have to see it to believe it. The resort includes an in-house bar and restaurant, traditions on the lake, pool and hot tub, fire pit, meeting space, fitness facilities. There's also a small-scale football field for families to enjoy, expansive outdoor area for tailgating on game days. Lakeside Lodge is a place where people who love Clemson can gather for game weekends, lazy days at the pool by the lake, a week-long vacation, or a friend's wedding celebration. Condo owners have the option of renting out their unit while they aren't using it, or in the case of most of the 2- and 3-bedroom units, owners can lock off portions of their condo so they can use part and still rent 1 or 2 of the bedrooms depending on the unit. Great for Clemson parents who want a nearby place for their college student. It's Lakeside Lodge Clemson, 888-786-3648, 888-786-3648. Whether you go, whether you call, tell them I sent you, it's how it works. Looper and then Greg. More college football conversation ahead. Looper, how are you there, Looper?
Yeah, old Mr. Moore got his hand caught in that cookie jar.
Yeah, it appears so.
Remember I told you about in the spring, they was also having, there was things about him looking up, breaking into some of the student cheerleaders' Facebook, looking up some of their stuff online, breaking into that.
I actually, remember, I do remember now you saying that. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that was right at spring. Then here we got the Army-Navy game tomorrow. We got to go with Army.
All right.
Another good game. Well, I have to. back to the Clemson game. Boy, I mean, they just jumped on them Brian Brown out. Some of them, all them dang people on that Twitter and stuff said, I'm not going to watch them until they get rid of them. I'm sorry.
If somebody said that, then they're either not a Clemson fan or they're an absolute moron who knows nothing about basketball.
It was a few of them because they got the little orange emblems by. But,
okay. Well,
I mean, hey, the players won. I mean, they blew it. I mean, they had the game and seemed like they just went through the motions. And I reckon they figured, well, this team's going to fold. But at least they came back, had a chance, and guy hit a shot out there from nowhere land.
Yeah, with 1 second left. They played the number 9 team in the country with they have a whole new basketball team, and they played the number 9 team in the country to the final shot. And
I put this guy on pause. They said there was a couple games, bowl games is canceled. I assume they ain't going to be in the bowl game business next year. Did you hear anything about that?
I did not. I have not seen that.
I have to. And another thing, we're going to see how smart Dabo is. So I'll tell you one thing. I don't know if that guy's in the portal or if he's going in there. But if he goes in that portal, he needs to go after that quarterback from Cal.
No, he's going back to Cal. Sagapolitelli's going back to Cal, believe it or not.
Well, you never know. Well, they got the guy from Arizona. He's in the portal, Arizona State. And somebody said, Carolina Fanny Rooster quarterback went into the portal. I think that's what I heard.
Lenore Sellers, I haven't seen that yet either.
Well, okay. Anyway, old Mr. Moore and y'all, Harbaugh-ies and all that, and just take it out there.
Looper has been following that Michigan situation with great interest from the beginning.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. Looper has been haunting Michigan. I don't know if Michigan knows it or not, but yeah, you can't put anything past Looper. Looper has tracked all of that, Ramona. He has all the dirt on Michigan. Greg in Clemson. Greg, how are you, Greg? Good to have you.
Oh, well, I'm not doing so good, but thanks for asking anyway. I wasted a good shower yesterday and a change of clothes.
I hope you had some success on Underdog at least.
I can't even think about that right now. I came to see the man, a legend in his own mind, and he wasn't there.
Well, you know,
he's broadcasting remotely for the remote. Yeah. I don't understand.
Yeah. Got to lead into it with some sports talk. That's what we did.
Got to what now?
We had to lead into it with some sports talk. That's what we did. So you've given up on the Underdog? Is that it? Is it where are we?
I had a good week.
Good
weekend last. I thought I told you that we didn't have to. You know, I didn't have to move when the rent came due this time.
Good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, maybe I'll ask you for some tips.
Uh-huh. All right. Go ahead.
No, I'm just kidding.
Really?
Yeah, you wouldn't be near the top of my list, Greg. No offense.
Oh, well, none taken. I'm sort of used to it by now. But, you know, I hear, I don't say a whole lot about our basketball team and whatever, but I know a little bit about basketball. I coached for a while. And I can, in my opinion, if a coach wanted to have, he wanted to show his team, this is how you do such and such, no matter what that topic is, he could find it watching Brad Brownell's team play.
Yeah.
If it was defending, screen on the ball or block out, whatever you want.
Yep.
This is how you do it, boys. Watch this.
Yeah, he's...
And it's,
look, I don't know how I would rank all the top 10 coaches in the nation, but he is one of the top 10 coaches in America, period.
Yeah, I mean, all you got to do is watch a team play defense.
Yep.
And that'll tell you an awful lot about the coach.
Yep, 100%.
And his team's done that from the beginning, is my recollection. That's a long time ago, really. How long has he been here?
Yeah, and look, he's gone through some evolution, too. I mean, he's changed some things about the way he coaches over the years, and the program is that much better for it. I mean, Clemson is really, really lucky to have Brad Brown out.
And that's another sign of the kind of coach he is. I mean, Steve Spurrier did the same thing. I mean, he won one of his most successful years at Carolina. They ran the ball.
That's right. Connor Shaw. Yeah.
You know, and it wasn't fun and gun.
Right.
But they won with it because Spurrier was smart enough to know this is how you do. We got to give us our best chance to win.
Exactly right.
That's coach's number one job.
See, you sound like a really smart guy, Greg. You sound like a guy who should be killing it on Underdog.
Yeah, well, I sound like a lot of stuff. But...
Greg, I got to go. This is the end of our conversation for the day. I'm at the top
of
the hour.
All right, have a good
week. I'll see you, Greg.
Have a good weekend.
Joe in Virginia.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
No matter where you begin your journey or how long you stay with Tri-County Technical College, they support your career path from day one. Their enrollment process is seamless, and their experts are available to help you find the balance you're looking for. Tri-County offers financial assistance tutoring, health and wellness resources, career planning assistance, and more. They're nationally ranked and in the top 1% for successful transfers to four-year universities. Visit tctc.edu.
The holiday season is here, and Elkmont is counting the days to Christmas with a special sales offering for each of the 24 days of Christmas. Items will be added daily.